Now, the Orange County Sheriff's Office, actually law enforcement agencies all over the country, have a really close partnership with Special Olympics. And the Orange County Sheriff's Office here in our community does a lot of work all the time to benefit Special Olympics. Have not been able to do a lot of the things that they typically do owing to the fact that we've been dealing with the pandemic for the last year. However, they are now launching an online auction that's actually launched an hour and a half ago at 6 o'clock this morning, and it runs until Monday the 19th at 9 p.m. with a bunch of great items up for sale that you can bid on. And again, proceeds will benefit an amazing cause, Special Olympics of North Carolina. We're joined now to talk about it by a couple of special guests. We've got the sheriff himself, Charles Blackwood, here in the studio with us, alongside Alicia Stemper, spokesperson for the sheriff's office too. Sheriff, Alicia, thank you both so much for being with us this morning. Good morning.
Thanks for having us, Aaron.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
So tell us, first of all, about the relationship with Special Olympics. Why that particular organization? What is it about that that speaks to you personally and law enforcement in general?
So our relationship with Special Olympics dates back. I mean, I've been with the sheriff's office since 1980, and I can remember running in a torch run when I could actually still run. I can still run, but short distances anyway.
You're still one up on me.
We actually carried the torch all the way from the Carrboro city limits at the Plantation Plaza, as it was at the time, Carrboro Plaza now, all the way to Blue Cross Blue Shield out off of the bypass. And we got together, and we partnered with the Carrboro Police, the Chapel Hill Police, UNC Police, and Highway Patrol, and we had a really good day. And I still remember how important it was then, and it's even more important now. When you see the smiles on the faces of these children and young adults who are taking part in Special Olympics, it really motivates you to do the things you maybe didn't think you could do, like running that long. We had a really good time. At the time, Bill Frick, a former Chapel Hill police officer, now retired, was in charge of managing that whole thing. Our coordinator locally is Alan Cole, which is one of my deputies, and Alicia can speak a little bit more to, you know, our involvement and what it does for the community, but we're really excited to be part of this, and we want to encourage everyone to really come out and get involved.
Alicia?
Well, Alan's done a great job partnering with this the charity auction company, but we've rounded it out and wanted to have a little more of a local presence in honor of the athletes in our community. It just felt like we wanted more local skin in the game, if you will. Mm. So we've had a really great response from vendors and businesses in our community. Great barbecue dinner for 25 is up for sale from Cabana Boy. And we've got a ring from Omaha's Jewelers. Maple View Farms came out with some gift certificates. A local potter that gave us some a tile and a bowl. I mean, we just have a lot of unique offerings, and we're just really excited to welcome the community into the auction and hope they'll support us in this endeavor.
Awesome. And bigger ticket items too. I saw some vacations and things like that on the site.
Yes, there are and there might be a late breaking entry on a vacation down in Emerald Isle, but we're still tweaking that one. But
awesome.
If you like barbecue and you have not yet had Cabana Boy.
I've not yet.
David Cannell does an amazing job with a brisket, and it's just unbelievable.
Sounds good. Again, speaking with Sheriff Charles Blackwood, Alicia Stemper, both in the Orange County Sheriff's Office. The auction is an online auction to benefit Special Olympics. It's going on right this second, so you can head to the website now and place your bids. yourcharityauction.com/Olympics is the website. Again, yourcharityauction.com/Olympics. And when we get this audio up on our website, chapelboro.com, we'll have the link to that there as well. So other things that folks ought to know about the auction and the work that this will help benefit with Special Olympics?
Well, you know, so much has been kind of on pause because of COVID. And when you start something back up again, you know, inertia, right? It takes over. And so we're really excited about helping Special Olympics now, because it's going to take resources to make those connections again, reestablish the transportation for these athletes, they've got their regular operating costs, and now they have their post-COVID bring it back together costs. So we want to try to do a little extra this year.
Yeah, and not the only thing that that you're doing right now. I know also today, on a completely different topic, but also really significant, there are three med drop events for people who have leftover, outdated or expired, or were just not using them anymore, prescription drugs that they want to drop off safely, right?
Yes, there's typically these three different food box donation sites in the county, and Daniel Roberson, sergeant with our support services division, and then Lindsay Bailey with Safe Kids and folks at the Department on Aging recognize the opportunity. People are already driving to these three community centers. Why not let them know, hey, bring your expired extra medicine, and contactless, already set up, the infrastructure is there. And so that's today from 2 to 4 at the three different sites. Then those are Passmore Center, which many people might struggle to know where that is, but it's where the Sportsplex is. It's attached to that same building in Hillsboro. Mm. And then Cedar Grove Community Center out north of Hillsboro, a few miles. And then Eflin Cheeks.
Mm-hmm. And I know we've had a pretty significant increase in the number of people dropping medicine off, right?
Yeah, you can tell people are starting to get out and about, and that perhaps while they were cooped up, they did a little cleaning.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, our...
Let's just look at statistics and just get deduce what people are doing with their time,
even
right?
Even if we're making up the theory, it's really good, and I can back it up with some numbers. But so our evidence technician collects from the boxes on the first of every month. So mm-hmm. when I tell you what he picked up on, you know, February 1st, it, of course, represents what was dropped off in January. Mm-hmm. So 18 pounds in our office in January, 29 pounds in February, and 61 pounds in March. So, and then we also have a box at Hillsboro Pharmacy, and that had a similar, the numbers don't match my theory quite as well, so I'm not going to say those out loud. But, you know, grand total, it's already 188 pounds of meds, supplements, veterinary meds, anything that is sitting around your house and mm-hmm. expired. And I was talking to somebody yesterday who found some things from 1999 in her drawer.
Wow.
Like, yes. So, you know, we're really, really excited to get those meds out of people's homes, because pills can be pretty.
Yeah.
Kids see those pills and they think candy. You know, a lot of people have their first run down the slippery slide of chemical dependency by finding pain medications in a parent or grandparent's bathroom or something.
Absolutely. 1999.
Yes.
That's a new one. I have a very similar story about the back of my pantry. And boxed items that should never have still been there. Speaking with Alicia Stemper and Sheriff Charles Blackwood, again, the med drop events are today, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Passmore Center, Cedar Grove Community Center, and Eflin Cheeks Community Center. And we're also here talking about the online auction that they're running right now for Special Olympics at North Carolina. Going on even as we speak, running through Monday, April 19th at 9 p.m. And again, yourcharityauction.com/Olympics is the website. So we start wrapping up this conversation. What more should people know about that event and just your relationship with Special Olympics in general?
So, and this is one of the things we do. We've also got locally, we run a golf tournament. We've run that for several years now. And if you want to get involved in that, you're certainly able to do that. There'll be information on our website, and I think you're going to place a link to the auction on y'all's website as well.
Mm-hmm.
We just want people to understand that, you know, that this is just another facet of what your sheriff's office is doing for the community, and what we as a team try to do to give back. And it's very important. And if you question why we're doing this, just come out and watch some of the events. See these kids when they go through these events locally. It's heartwarming, and it really motivates us to get up at 7:30 and come down here to the hill and tell you why we're doing it. So, I just really hope people can grasp the understanding of what we're trying to do. Get involved in the auction, and there's some really great items on there, and we hope you're able to join us for it.
yourcharityauction.com/Olympics. And again, as the sheriff said, we'll get the link up there. Just go to chapelboro.com, go down to the This Morning with Aaron Keck section. You can get the full audio from this conversation, and that's where you'll get the link to the auction page as well. But again, yourcharityauction.com/Olympics. Go there. It'll take you right there, and a bunch of really cool items to bid on. You got until Monday night to do that. Sheriff Charles Blackwood, Alicia Stemper, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you for the support.
Thank you for having us, and I appreciate the 97.9 The Hill for all you do to keep us informed.